Hi, this is Bria Barthel with Hudson Mohawk Magazine. Today, I'm delighted to have a few people here to tell us about a great opportunity for residents in parts of Albany to get financial support for neighborhood projects through the Love Your Block program. With us today, among others, is Mayor Kathy Sheehan. Mayor Sheehan, perhaps you can introduce the program and introduce the other two people.
Sure. And thank you so much for having us on. It is really exciting that we're at this point in time in the city of Albany to have been awarded this Love Your Block grant and to be one of the cities able to participate in this program that really focuses on empowering residents and listening to our residents' needs to beautify their homes or their blocks and to make these small investments that not only provide that improvement, but create that sense of pride and community in a neighborhood. I was on my front stoop last night. I live in Arbor Hill, and a number of my neighbors were talking about their applications and ideas of what we could do in our little block, you know, coming up with ideas about how we'd like to see the money invested just in our little neighborhood. And I just imagine that happening all over the city, especially as the weather gets nicer, people coming out on their stoops or their front porches and talking about this. But it wouldn't be possible without Aaron and Tabora. I want to turn it over to them because they have done an incredible amount of work, as have a number of people within the city who've been really passionate about this and moving this forward. And I'm just thrilled by what they have accomplished and what they're going to accomplish with this program.
So let's just get a little background and then we'll hear from Aaron and Tabora. This is a program sponsored by Johns Hopkins University. Is that correct?
That's right. It's sponsored by Johns Hopkins. It's part of a broader initiative that Bloomberg Philanthropies has sponsored. And it has been really successful in places across the country, in cities, big and small.
So the city of Albany was selected for the first time this year, and that's renewed funding for 2023. So 2 years of the program.
That's right.
And each year is about 20,000 total?
Yes. And we're looking at, you know, small grants, $500 to $1,500. And we are also working on our efforts to sustain this. I had a conversation today about how we can create a revenue stream to allow us to continue this program even after the grant is over.
Now, Tabora Marcus is the Love Your Block Fellow, and Aaron Johans is the Love Your Block AmeriCorps Vista staff member, and they're both city staff members. One of you perhaps can tell us the goals of the program and then the application process?
The main mission of Love Your Block is to fight blight and poverty within our target neighborhoods of Albany. We'll be primarily focusing on the neighborhoods of Arbor Hill, West Hill, and North Albany in the South End. However, we also understand that aspects of blight don't stay strictly within those neighborhood boundaries. And so we're also opening up to applicants from Sheridan Hollow, Mount Hope, Park South, along Delaware and 2nd Ave, and the Beverwyck neighborhood. But I do want to highlight that any resident of Albany is open to apply, and we do strongly encourage anyone, if they have the passion or idea behind a project that they believe will benefit the whole community.
Tabora, perhaps you can tell us how to start with the application process.
Anyone can apply, nonprofits, neighborhood residents can apply. We're just asking that residents could nominate homeowners or neighbors on the block to get together and make sure that they beautify the neighborhood together. So we are asking, even vacant lots, we have, you can activate a lot, someone who owns a lot. That was one of the biggest things we had concerns about with neighbors asking about lots in certain neighborhoods that were just left unattended to. So we decided that it would be really nice to see some activations of some lots. So we're asking for neighborhood residents to actually nominate lots as well with the nominations of homeowners along with the application.
And then the application forms are available on the Love Your Block website. And the applications are in Burmese, English, and Arabic. Are there Spanish versions available?
Yes, that is also correct. And we have our applications available for pickup at different library locations in our target neighborhoods. So they're available in paper copies for those who might not have access to a computer or the internet at Howe, Washington, or Arborville/West Hill libraries. Residents can also pick up copies of the translated version of the application at the libraries as well. And the application is available in the translated versions in both PDF and JOT form on our city website.
Now, the application deadline is coming up. I understand it's midnight on Monday, May 23rd. And applications received after that will not be looked at, and you'll encourage people to reapply for the next year. So listeners, if you're interested in maybe getting a grant, get working, because the application was fairly detailed. We had questions about what your goal is, how you're going to measure if you've achieved it, which city offices you're going to work with. So what is the best tip you could give possible applicants about completing the application?
I would say to connect with your neighbors on this project. As a part of the application, we require applicants to nominate at least three, ideally between three and five, homeowners who are in need of minor front facade repairs. And for those of you who might be unfamiliar with what that would entail, that would mainly focus on somebody's front porch and stoop, or the front of their home. Anything from replacing railings to getting new boards, painting house numbers, replacing screens, or fixing small cracks or holes would be included in those minor front facade repairs. And that is one aspect of our grant. We really want this to be an all-encompassing project in the neighborhood. So while homeowners will receive these minor repairs from the Carpenters and Painters Union that we're currently partnering with, they'll also be awarded a city cleanup by volunteers. DGS will be able to provide other city services like filling in potholes and planting trees. And then the mini grant funding will also be able to go to other projects that would benefit the whole neighborhood.
For those services provided by the city, those are not part of the $500 to $1,500 that you're requesting. That is just for out-of-pocket expenses for actual materials and things?
So the minor repairs and the additional projects will be pulled from the $1,500 budget that applicants can apply for, but the city services are something that is already available. We would just be working with people as the Love Your Block team to help connect them with services that are already available and paid for and budgeted.
Now, I'm going to press a little bit. The website says it's addressing blight along with making minor repairs to front porches and stoop. Are there funds from this program or for other programs for doing more substantive repairs on a house, for plumbing's a problem or the infrastructure in a house?
So I can talk to you a little bit about that. We have a number of grants that are available to seniors, to income qualified homeowners. And so we will use this as an opportunity to ensure that we're connecting people with other grants and more significant grants that might be available to them. Because we know that if somebody needs a new furnace or if the roof is leaking, we want to be able to connect people to resources that are available through HUD and through other funding sources that we have to help make those repairs as well.
And the application process might be a bit intimidating. How can they get help and assistance with filling out the budget and the list of volunteers and the specifying goals and missions and things?
We have office hours that are available for anyone that needs assistance. Myself and Erin, we're available Monday through Friday. We're available 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock. We're available to whatever the need of the community is. We're welcoming anyone that needs that assistance and that help with writing or being able to really have those logistics around what they want to put on pen and paper. We are there to help.
Okay. And the website for the application, for information about how to contact Deborah and Erin, is albanyny.gov/2024/love-your-block. Thank you, Mayor Sheehan, Deborah Marcus, and Aaron Johans. This is Bria Barthel for Hudson Mohawk Magazine. Listeners, if you're interested, look at the website soon, see the applications, and get help, because there are people there ready to help you love your block.